News Talk 1620 WTAW visit on Fridays with the members of the College Station Police Department. Today visiting with Jaime Urbina, who's the field training coordinator for CSPD. And it is time once again to talk about opening the door to those who might be interested in becoming a member of the College Station Police Department.
Our next testing date for the position of police officer will be on April 6th. It becomes available for online applications on February 18th. It is not open as of yet. Once it becomes open on February 18th, applicants should try to apply as soon as possible because that information has to go through our city HR, which then comes to the police department itself. And at one point, we will contact every individual that has applied through the internet and give them further instructions, such as one of the things they'll have to do is actually go to HR and pick up a personal history statement packet, which must be completed prior to that April 6th testing date. When they show up, they must have it completed.
So there is a mixture of doing things online as well as doing things in person.
Yes, sir. As I said, the first process has to be an online application. There is no sending us a resume or anything directly to the department because the city first has to approve the application before it even comes to the police department.
And as you mentioned, that you can't even get online until February 18th, so it's not bad between now and then to start considering what are the do's and don'ts, what makes a good applicant, what will automatically disqualify you as an applicant.
Well, the actual only disqualifications we have is if you've had a Class B charge in the last 10 years or a Class A or higher charge ever, then those two are disqualifiers. Other than that, the requirements are, of course, that you're a U.S. citizen, that you have a high school diploma or above, and if you do not have a high school diploma, if you have a GED, that is acceptable, but it must have 15 hours of college credit as well. If you meet those qualifications, then you're able to sit for the testing site if you get your application in on time.
Visiting with Jaime Urbina, the field training coordinator for the College Station Police Department, in your experiences not only in this position but just as a member of the department in general, what are the pluses and minuses within a mindset set of an applicant? What at this stage, what makes a good applicant? What might not make a good applicant?
Well, I'll never say that something does not make a good applicant. As long as you meet the qualifications initially, everybody's a good applicant. What we do look for is initiative, I guess, within the field. If you do well in the testing, the next thing we're going to look at is, do they actually know the kind of work we do? A lot of people, when they start the process, are surprised by what we actually do. There's a lot of writing, a lot of requirements as far as actually knowing how to put together a report and stuff like that. It's not just what's seen on TV, the excitement part and so forth. So we really like to see people having done ride-alongs, which mostly anybody can do once about every 6 months. And if they have that in their past, that they've shown that they've came and actually rode with the department a couple of times and actually seen what we do, that's definitely a plus. Another thing that for the testing purpose would be very beneficial is to go to the College Station Library or contact us and ask for what kind of study material they can do. And, of course, any type of criminal justice, either degrees or classwork that they've done up to this point would definitely be a benefit.
April 6th seems a long ways away, but it's really going to be here in an eye blink, and I'm guessing that there are some ways that one can prepare for the test that will help them out on testing day.
Yes, and April 6th is actually the date. I believe you might have said April 16th. It is April 6th. It is the Saturday. That will be the day of the test. The most important thing is actually, as I mentioned, to go to the library. They do have an actual study guide for the police exam that you can either study there or make copies of. We have seen in the past that people who look at the study guide have a better understanding of the type of questions that are going to be asked, and they can score as much as 10 to 15 points on average higher. So definitely a recommendation for anybody who is planning on taking the exam to do that. and go look at that. And as I mentioned, if you get a chance, contact the police department. Come see what we actually do before you take the test. Other than that, if you have problems with spelling or math, that is a lot of portions in the test that have to do with that. So you might want to brush up on those two subjects.
Well, as we wrap up, and thank you for correcting my mistake, let's go through the calendar once again so potential applicants know what lies ahead of them.
Okay. February 18th should be the actual application opening in the Internet city website. The police department on our website will also have it with a link to take you to the city where you can apply. Once you apply there, probably within, I would say, no more than 1 to 2 weeks of your application, you start receiving information from the police department, giving you maps and directions to where the testing site is. Also, the information as far as going to HR and picking up the paperwork. April 6th is the test. Beyond that, those that pass the physical part along with the testing will then be contacted at later times as far as the next process, which would include, of course, background investigations and interviews and so forth, but that's a little bit down the way.
Have we got everything covered?
Yes, sir, I believe so. If anybody has any questions, our actual recruiter has currently moved to a different position. Me being the field training coordinator, temporarily when available, we'll take any questions. My extension is 764-3621, and I'm more than happy to try to answer or help anybody out that wants to call me.
I'm guessing that there's also information on the police department's website at cstx.gov.
Yes, sir.
Jaime Urbina with the College Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.